But first, we're talking about this interesting story that's come out today from Oprah. Oprah has written an article that's going to appear in the August issue of O Magazine. Maybe that's already out. I don't know. Magazines are so confusing. The August edition of O Magazine, which has been out since today, you know, has this article talking about Oprah and Gayle King, her best friend, not being gay. And I go, huh? What? Did people really think that, first off? And second off, some of the things that she does, you know, do they really indicate that someone is gay? You know, the fact that she calls Gayle King four times a day, or that they talk back and forth? You know, to me, that's not out of the ordinary. I don't, that's not out of the ordinary. I assume that's what all women do.
Yeah. But I don't hear that and think, oh, that's gay.
But then again, I've never been a woman with a woman best friend, so.
Should try it.
Should I? You recommend it?
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't know what to think about this.
Couple things about the whole Oprah thing.
Okay.
You'd be surprised. I bet there has been talk about it.
Really?
And I say that because my best friend and I have been accused of it. I've had boyfriends accuse us of being gay, and we don't take showers together.
You don't?
No.
I was wondering if that really happened or not, you know.
We don't take showers together, but as far as the shower situation, I think women are raised to be more comfortable with their sexuality from their mothers. I think, you know, guys, you know, the dads are like, dude, that's where you pee. That's where you shower. Do what you do and get out.
So it's just
so
the way they're raised. I think
it's the way they're raised. I mean, I think you'd have two daughters taking a bath together probably before you'd have two sons taking a bath together.
Yeah.
But I talk to my friends a lot, and, you know, guys really don't have a whole lot to say anyway. So when they get on the phone, it's probably more of a meaningful conversation than when girls. But, I mean, I call my friend all the time, and we are not gay, and we haven't experimented or anything, but we've had guys, and even our family members have asked us. Yeah.
Wow. What do you do that? What do you do that's causing them to do this? Just the phone calls, or
no? Honestly, I think it's because when you find two women that have a good friendship, that where they're not catty towards each other or they don't stab each other in the back, it's really unusual. It's honestly,
really?
And so yeah. To all the women out there, if you have a friend like that, like, you are amazingly, I mean, blessed, because it just doesn't happen very often. And I have one friend that I talk to all the time. So
cool.
I mean, guys just don't have as, I mean, they just have something to say when they talk, and
girls
we just talk about everything, so.
And then you contemplate taking showers together and stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, because Oprah and Stedman, you know, I mean, she hasn't put herself out there, I just think that
yeah,
she probably needed to clear it up. She probably has friends and family that wonder about it.
Yeah, see, I bet, to me, Stedman's more of a giveaway than Gayle King, because I don't know, there's something about that dude that's just not right.
Hey, he should have married her a long time ago. That's what's not right about him. Maybe he's gay.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.